trying to get your daughter, Lucy, on the phone. She's there?
Yeah, she's
there. Awake. All right. Good morning, Lucy. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Why don't you tell Chad why you had to call me?
Okay, so Friday night, Mom had all of her, like, mom friends over, and I came home at, like, 1 a.m. My friend dropped me off, and I was like, oh, all the lights are on. Like, everyone must still be here. And I come inside. Absolutely no one is home. Dogs are outside. Every single light is on in the house. And I call her. She doesn't answer. FaceTime her. Doesn't answer. I text some of her friends. They don't answer.
So this is kind of a role reversal. You're worried about your mom.
Yeah, I was actually really worried. Because Dad was out of town, so, like, no one was there.
And?
I FaceTimed my friend. I was like, what do I do? And she's like, well, they said they were going to go to Dirty Dog. She's like, call them. So I call the bar.
Did they answer that late at night?
Yes, they closed at 2. It was about 1:30 at this point.
Yeah.
So if she was still there, that's impressive. But I called, and I was like, hey, it's kind of weird, but, like, by any chance, there's, like, a tall blonde there, probably really loud. And he's like, there's a tall blonde here wearing a cowboy hat. And I was like, yep, that's her. Thanks. He's like, is that all you need? And I was like, yeah, I just want to make sure she's still there. Like, didn't know where she went.
Lucy neglected to tell the best part of the story. When she called the bar, she told me, she said, hi, I came home, and... all the lights are on in my house and my mom's not here, so I'm just wondering if she's there.
They probably thought I was, like, 12 years old. Like,
yeah.
They probably thought I was, like, some neglected child.
Was this kind of a wake-up call, though, for you? You realize what it's like to be coming home and you're like, my daughter's not home. Well, your mom was gone somewhere. You didn't know where she's at. Was she safe?
Yeah. I guess.
So did you sit down and tell your mom that this just can't happen again?
No, I mean, she had fun. she Ubered home responsibly.
There you go. Well, Lucy, thank you for confessing what Maria did. Maria didn't want to tell us herself. She wanted you to tell us.
Well, hopefully she'll let me know next time.
Yes, Mom. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
You're
awesome.
You.
Thanks, Lucy.